kind of attitude do you think God wants you to have when you give? How does your current attitude compare to that? Dr. Dixon shares today that God wants your heart more than your money. Let's listen now.
Well, bless the Lord. I'm so happy to be with you today. And you know what? Let's talk about worship through your giving. I'm going to give you a nugget. That's what we do on Dash. Drop it down in your soul. Give you something to just meditate upon in your spirit during the day. And I tell you, just good food for thought. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. Talking about worship through giving. You know, when I was a kid, I used to buy and make little gifts for my parents, you know, and then you become a parent, you see your kids do the same thing, and, all right? And every time I give my parents a gift, they were just overjoyed. They just loved it. And it wasn't like they needed anything from me. They didn't. They just enjoyed the fact that I thought of them. Just enjoyed it. And when I became a parent, it was the same thing. Oh my gosh, when I became a grandparent, oh my Lord. They make me little bookmarks and oh my goodness, and the paper mache that they would make little birdhouses and all that. Oh my goodness. I still have them in certain spots right now. I keep them and I love them. I just enjoyed them. Not because I needed it. I enjoyed the fact that they thought of me. I enjoyed that. There's nothing you can give God that he needs. But when you give him an offering, you're saying, God, I love you. I'm thinking of you. I want you first in my life. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. Oh my goodness. When we begin to set aside what God has called for us to do and give him the first fruit, oh, he loves it. And then there's a scripture in Malachi said, you know what? Bring ye the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Then God says, prove me. Try me out. That's called tithing. The Bible says that tithing is 10% of what you earn. And it's what you should do first with your income. Tithing doesn't just give God 10%. It's not just honoring him when we give. First fruits. It's also an act of worship. Oh, let me go back a little bit. Sometimes you say, what's the difference in first fruits and tithing? Well, you can look at it like this. You know, I'm good at just giving you a nugget, but you get it. Tithing, you can look at it as what you have already made, past tense, that you take out of that and give to God. First fruit, it is what you're believing for the future, your future income for that year, those 12 months. So you take out a lump sum, a lump of it to make the whole lump holy. In other words, I'm expecting increase. I'm expecting more the next 12 months. Yeah. Worshiping God in your giving. Okay. And the Bible says on the first day, this is 1 Corinthians 16:2. On the first day of each week, you should each put aside a portion of the money you have earned. See, worship giving is undesignated. That means you don't control it, you don't direct it, and you don't tell God what to do with it. Worship giving is given where you worship. It's great to give to charities or friends in need, but that's not worship through tithing. Your worship giving goes to your local church. Worship giving, it's undesignated. Worship giving is given where you worship. Worship giving is planned. You don't just give spontaneously. You pray about it. I'm talking about worship giving. I had a couple come to me. And it was in the very beginning. So it says, we prayed about this and God told us to give this. That's worship giving. Worship giving is planned. You don't just give spontaneously. You pray about it. Worship giving is proportional. Yes, if you didn't earn anything that week, you give God. It's something that you got that you can give. If you earn a little, you give a little. If you earn a lot, you give a lot. Yeah, it's according to how you view it. But ultimately, God doesn't want your money. He wants what your money represents. The most sensitive nerve in the body is the one that goes from the heart to the wallet. God wants your heart more than anything else. Question. What kind of attitude do you think God wants you to have when you give? Do you understand? I can only worship him I'm not controlled. I'm not directed. I don't tell God what to do with it. This is undesignated. Oh, I'm giving God worship. I'm giving it to where I worship, through my worship giving. It's planned. I've prayed about it. This is an amount that I have prayed, and I'm giving it in proportion to what God has spoken to me. God wants your heart more than anything else. What kind of attitude do you think God wants you to have when you give? I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.